The sunbeam sploot, tiptoeing around the sunbeam. Joy that requires nothing but a warm patch of floor and four flattened legs. You've been rearranging your whole afternoon around a splooted dog and a sunbeam tiptoeing past, whispering on the phone, delaying an errand, and you don't mind even a little, which is its own kind of tell. The joy on the floor has become the organizing principle of your day, quietly, without complaint from anyone. The sun reversed here isn't a warning so much as a gentle mirror. Notice how willingly you'll rearrange your life around someone else's contentment. That generosity is lovely. Just make sure some of that sunbeam gets saved for you too. What may cross your path? You delay or cancel something small to avoid disturbing a peaceful, sleeping creature. You find yourself whispering in your own house for no urgent reason. Someone points out you've been walking on eggshells around a very relaxed dog. You realize you haven't sat down yourself in the time he's been contentedly splooted. Protect his sunbeam, sure, but find one for yourself too before the day's gone. Your mantra: his peace matters, and so does mine.